just learned how to do.
Yeah, you said it right. I was really worried. I like rehearsed with him before. You're gonna say this exactly how it is.
Don't mess it up.
So today we decided to do something that we saw a lot of YouTubers doing. It was very interesting.
It's so trendy.
It is. We want to be trending like the world. So what we decided to do was make sriracha gummy bears.
Yeah.
Doesn't that sound fantastic?
No,
actually, no, not at all.
It sounds terrible, and I'm gonna be trying it personally. Yes.
I'll do it with you just to get the full.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Okay. Just to get the full experience. But he made a pretty cool mold. Originally, I had to kind of throw away the other idea he made because this is a kid-friendly show, and we're gonna keep it that way. So now we have
it
a heart.
Was naughty.
So now we have a heart mold. We'll take a photo of it. It's really awesome. Hopefully, when we're done, it will make a heart-shaped gummy bear. Heart gummy. Bear thing. Not really a bear anymore. It's a heart.
It's
but
a heart.
Still.
It's wrecked. It's wrecked.
Yeah, so.
But it's a heart.
If you guys kind of want to see what we're doing, you can go on YouTube and look up Shane Dawson and Timmy Tomato. Thank you again, because that's kind of where we got our idea. They ended up making pizza gummy bears, ranch
gummy
dressing.
With bacon bits.
Yes.
I would actually try.
All the reactions weren't good, so I'm a little bit worried about how ours.
Oh, this is
I said
be
worried.
Awful.
Worried.
Worried. I'm worried, friend.
Like, you know those words that you say, it just...
They just hold no meaning after you say it a million times.
Yeah. Alrighty, so first thing we're gonna do, because we're teaching you what to do here, we got a bowl. And one thing you need to do is...
We
get
got
a bowl.
A bowl.
Get a bowl.
Okay, you put stuff in it.
This is getting pretty hard. Let's explain what they need to buy. So if you want to partake in the adventure we're going on, you need to buy gelatin packets. You could find those in any grocery store.
They're usually by the flavor packets, and it's just get the unflavored original gelatin.
Yeah, and you can get it like in the baking aisle. They have, it was kind of hidden. It was kind of like by itself, but we found it. Also, get a bowl, like we said.
A bowl.
And whatever flavor you want to add to your gummy bears. We pick sriracha, but, you know, if you feel the need to do something
Let's
else.
Let's do garlic with it.
Oh, no. I want to try it. I don't want to puke everywhere.
Garlic.
Oh, okay.
And peppercorns. Oh, peppercorns.
Let's just put everything we have in the fridge, like the expired chicken that's in there that
and
we should throw away,
the,
but
the
haven't.
The barbecue sauce we've had in there for just about a year. And prune juice. Ooh, that's probably one. That's one that could appeal to all audiences and ages. You know, you gotta poop.
We don't want it
like
to come out
bears.
Of like both ends for them. That's basically what we're making right now.
A sriracha prune juice excavator.
Oh no! Bear. On the market next week. Okay, but what you need to do is empty out your gelatin packets into the bowl. So I'm going to do that right now. We're doing step by step here. So I'm going to use 3 because I'm feeling a little crazy. So let's do 3. It comes with 4 packets. And living life on the edge.
Oh my God.
All right. Here we go. Get out of there. It looks like snow.
Like here, I'll grab 2 of them.
It's snowing in a bowl.
I think that's enough.
Yeah. Let's do all of it. Okay, we're using all packets now.
You got to rip off paper.
I was homeschooled, that's why. Here we go.
So 3?
Yeah, that's 4. Oh, that smells bad.
Oh, wow. Oh, it kind of smells like when you lick your hand and then smell it, like what your breath smells like.
That's a true way to tell what your breath smells like. I found out about that. Did you tell me that?
I did.
If you want to know what your breath smells like right now, lick your hand, wave it around, and sniff that.
Yes.
Yeah, that's why you
it
always need to have gum on you.
It smells
all
like
the time.
Straight turd.
Yeah, not a good experience.
All right, so like now... you can brush your teeth 1,000 times and it will still be straight turd.
Okay, so now we need to add water to this beautiful blob of powder.
That's me.
Boop-a-doo. Whoa, it's all like moving. Like when I move the bowl around, it's sticking together. Do you see that? It looks like a pancake.
Oh, yeah.
Yay. Okay, water time.
It looks
time.
Like the kinetic sand.
Yeah, it does. Oh, we went to, what's that place called?
Brookstone.
Brookstone. And it's a really cool store. Why am I in charge of swirling this?
You want me to?
I'll swirl. Do we put too much water in there?
I think, well, let's add more gummy packets. Where are
we're out of them.
What?
There's only 4.
Got 4?
Yeah.
Oh, dang.
This is gonna be some gnarly.
We have Jello.
Gnarly gummy bear.
Does that work?
No. Well, it's mixing. Oh, it's smelling worse.
It's Jello.
It's smelling worse. So anyways,
now it kind of smells like burnt, like if your dryer caught on fire.
Oh yeah, it does. What is wrong with
dryer
this?
Dryer fire.
Or did our dryer catch on fire and we just...
It done caught on fire.
We're unaware right now.
It was great.
I'm gonna like move this away.
I feel
so.
Like we should... Damn.
But anyways, back to Brookstone. So we went to like Brookstone the other day.
That's gonna be enough.
And they have kinetic sand and it's really cool, but it was like $30, I think, for a set.
Oh!
What, did that just splash you?
Oh no. You know what this smells like? It smells like a hamster cage.
Oh!
You know?
It looks like applesauce, though.
Like a hamster cage you haven't cleaned in, I guess, like a week. It's just gnarly, gamey.
Yeah, the guy, like, when he did it, started looking like mashed potatoes. Like, the viscosity.
Well, yeah, but yeah, didn't he say he had to add water? I mean, that's looking pretty jelly right now.
Should we read the... Wait, we're not supposed to use instructions. We have to keep going. We're gonna keep going.
That's what I was saying. Let's add Jell-O and then the sriracha.
Yeah, it'll be fine.
No, just a little bit of Jell-O mix.
No, I want the Jell-O mix for later.
We've had this in here for... And it's chocolate. It's chocolate sriracha Jell-O.
Oh, this is gonna
get
worse. Yes. Don't only add a little bit, though.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
We should have done more research on this.
This is gonna be good.
Oh no.
Here comes the chocolate.
Ugh.
It smells like hairball.
Actually, it kind of smells. It smells better now.
It does.
The
it
chocolate
like
added
chocolate
a very
Jell-O.
Sweet vibe.
And it's got gelatin.
Ooh,
so.
And the color looks cool. It looks like mud now.
Yum.
I guess mud.
You guys ready? I got you mud pudding.
Yay. Like mud pies. Remember those?
Yeah.
Those are good. With the graham crackers.
I liked them.
Gummy bear.
I think my favorite was, what is it called? Horse chow or something like that?
I've
where
never
it's like.
Had that.
Oh, Muddy Buddies.
Muddy Buddies?
Muddy Buddies.
Oh, yeah. They sell those like,
with powdered sugar and diabetes. Okay, so I guess we have the sriracha now.
Yeah. Okay, I'll drop that.
I think so.
I don't know. We'll go with the sriracha.
Yum.
All right.
We have off-brand sriracha, but it's still pretty good. Right?
It was
good. I guess we gotta add a pretty good amount, right?
I think this is good. It looks... I don't even want to tell you what it looks like. This looks like a disaster, like a crime scene.
It really does. Now the chocolate smell is completely gone. It smells only like sriracha and hamster cage.
Oh, man. this is so disgusting.
Oh.
Oh, that is strong.
A barnyard.
That is so strong.
Yeah. Okay, do we need more water?
No, I think it's good.
Like, it's supposed to be kind of...
Yeah. Maybe a little more water here. I'll add a little bit more water.
Okay.
Just a little bit.
Like a very dash.
Okay, ready?
That should be good.
Okay. I'm really worried about this.
Because it's supposed to be more like a liquid, right? Oh, we still have to microwave it.
Oh, yeah, we're missing a step.
Oh, guys.
Wait, what step was that? What step are we on?
Professionals.
Like I said, we really have no idea what we're doing right now, so...
Yeah, I feel like we've been stirring this for...
Yeah, well, ew, don't get that off. That smells so bad.
Okay, so, we put it in the microwave for how long?
Like, I think he did a minute.
Okay.
We'll do a minute.
That sounds about right.
Okay. So, how are you guys doing? Anything cool going on with you?
We're
Let us
great.
Know. If you have any other ideas on what we could do. Depending on how well this turns out, you may never want us to do this again. So...
I think they will.
Yeah.
Hey, next time, why don't you put, like, sawdust in it?
And that'll be the last episode we ever make, because we'll probably not be here anymore after
die.
That. Yes. So, don't ask for that, please.
We'll do it.
We'll do anything.
So, we've got our mold all ready. I put saran wrap in the mold, so when we're ready to take it out, you can just pull the saran wrap up, and hopefully it'll look somewhat like a heart.
And the mold is tin foil we just used. I don't know if
yeah.
I said that yet, but...
Maybe.
Maybe.
Know.
Yeah, it's tin foil.
So, just to make it, like, leak-proof, put the saran wrap in there. Kind of just molded it to the heart a little bit, so you get a
molded
pretty...
Molded to my heart. That sounds like some type of country song.
It does.
Maybe, or a pop star song, I don't know.
Weird science!
It looks like I don't even know. The sweet and sour sauce.
Like, that's even better.
That is sweet and sour sauce, it smells ridiculous.
But it smells like it smells awful.
It's getting worse. I didn't think this could get much worse. we're gonna have to Febreze this place down.
I kind of smell the hint of chocolate behind all of this.
Watch it be the best thing ever.
Really? Oh, it's.
It's gonna be the best dip. I don't know.
You think it's gonna be
Maybe.
You think it's gonna be
You're eating it. I'm not agreeing to this anymore.
Yeah, I kind of did.
My consent is gone after you added my chocolate pudding mix to it. Because I was totally gonna use that at some point.
Sweet and spicy. So then we just pour it straight in, right?
Yeah. Do it.
Dear God, help us.
Do it. Oh, it's gonna overflow.
Oh, that is perfect.
Wow. Okay, so four packets. We just filled it. That looks so cool. It looks like red color. Oh, yeah, actually, yeah, I guess it does more look like that. A bad night of Mexican food. I'm taking a photo of this. I like this. Guys, you are missing out. This is so cool. I wish you could physically see.
I don't know about moving.
Don't turn
it.
Oh, God, how are we going to do this?
Nah.
Hold on.
Oh, yeah, you just move the cutting board.
Okay.
Good show.
Ugh, I don't want to spill this anywhere.
Ugh. That's
smells
bad.
Death. I'm gonna try to get.
Oh,
so cute.
It's that beautiful.
Awesome.
I just hope the tin foil, because I mean, when I poured it in, it kind of started. It started getting like a little weak in certain places.
Should we get rid of a little bit of it?
No. I mean, at this point, we've come too far.
I mean, should we remove some of the liquid, or you think it's okay?
Well, I mean, that's what I'm saying. How would we do that?
Let the spoon like just kind of spoon some out.
You know. You are some kind of smart. It's too late, man. It's too late.
What to do?
We're screwed. Okay. Yeah, that.
This is like breakfast gone wrong.
Breakfast?
Lunch gone wrong? Oh, yeah.
Who in their right? Anyway.
I don't know.
Oh, God, I can't wait to wash that because. Okay, and then we pop it in the fridge.
For 30 minutes.
After you have microwaved it.
Yes, oh yes, we totally, okay, so.
No, we told.
Did we? Okay, let's review what we did here, guys. So, you got that bowl, you put the gelatin in, you mix it with some water.
In water.
Put your flavoring, whatever you want.
Flavor.
Microwave it for a minute.
Heat it.
Heat it. Hype man. That's your dream job.
That is my dream job.
If anyone knows, anyone's hiring a hype man.
If you're hiring a hype man, let me give you a demo.
Want to practice?
Sriracha tea! Okay, cool.
That's his demo. That's his mixtape.
That's about all you need.
But
A's and O's in there.
There you go. After you pour everything into your mold, you're going to put it in the fridge for 30 minutes. No more, no less. Wow. But we're going to leave it in there more because we're going to be going out and then we're going to come back. It's going to be like an hour and a half later.
Yeah.
But yeah, we'll see what happens with that. So
just give us a second.
Yeah, we're going to put it in the fridge and we will see you guys later. Adios. And we are back.
Hello.
3 hours later.
Yeah.
Which is not really the time. You only really need 30 minutes, but we went out and had fun and now we're back to complete this mission. So let's go out and grab the giant heart gummy.
Yeah.
Alright, dun-da.
Oh yeah.
Oh my goodness, yes.
So this is completely jellified.
Wow, I wanna touch it. Oh my God, that is hard.
It is exactly the texture of a gummy bear. And let's peel it off.
Oh, that we could sell this. We could. Oh, this
I would
is...
never sell this to my worst enemy.
Valentine's Day, you know.
Yeah, I will make you a sriracha and chocolate heart.
Can never trust me now, or I can never trust you after this. We have learned a skill. Oh no, the back of it looks disgusting.
It looks like I'm holding a liver.
It smells so bad.
Dude, that is awful.
You could smell it still. Okay, I need to get a new photo of this. Hold on. That is so bad. Okay, hold on. Hold it up. Ready?
Cheese!
Oh,
sriracha!
Wait, did it take the photo? Oh, that's kind of... Look at that. I like it.
Kids, let me introduce your new favorite Haribo product, Terrarium Treats. It smells and tastes like a terrarium. Well, I don't know how it tastes.
Oh, look, there's
it
like,
looks like a
what
liver.
Is that chunk? There's chunks of stuff in here. Is that the chocolate or?
Yeah, it looks like an air bubble.
An air
bubble. Honestly.
Oh man, that is so
oh,
nasty.
Oh no, it is chunks of chocolate. Oh, it's got little poo pockets.
That is so nasty.
Okay, well, it smells god awful.
I don't like it.
And I have indigestion already, so let's just get this over.
Yeah, this is such a good idea. Hold on. Let me get the camera.
Oh. Oh man, the consistency. I mean, it feels like a gummy. It feels like any gummy would. Here, let's get a good. That is the gummy heart that we've created.
How does that make you feel?
This monster.
How does that make you feel?
Honestly, just smelling it makes me nauseous.
The fact that we can make this just makes me feel so good about things in life.
Yeah,
you know,
it
like
it looks cool.
Yeah.
I mean, it's
we produced a masterpiece. This is
a
beautiful.
Gummy.
This is absolute. Ugh. It smells so bad, though.
Ugh.
I am so proud of us.
I'm not. I'm conflicted. I'm proud, but I'm very disturbed at the same time. This is gonna be the most disgusting smell.
It's gonna. You think it smells bad? Imagine what it tastes like.
I've burned rice-a-roni that smelled better than.
That's not Lanako way either. Yeah. Like, literally, he did every type
like
of thing you could do to get rid of the smell. We Googled it, and it just wouldn't go away. Like, what did you do? You put, like, ammonia
in
there?
Yeah, don't
bleach?
Put rice-a-roni in the microwave. Just
don't.
Boil water, you plebe.
I'm, like, nervous for you. I don't know. I feel like I shouldn't be promoting this. Oh, I'm recording already.
Okay, so I'm gonna cut the tip off.
Hold on. Wait. Why are you? It's already recording it. I'm not ready.
So?
Okay.
It's fine.
Okay. All right. You ready for it?
No.
No.
Okay, so the tip is off.
Oh, no, he's not. Oh, I really don't. Do you have water?
It's like a little translucent, too.
Do you have something to wash this down? Where's your chocolate milk?
I would of all the things that go with chocolate milk, this is definitely not one of them. This is the farthest.
I never thought I'd ever hear you say that.
I would never. Oh god, no! Chocolate milk you want to like keep pure is just Oreos. But okay, here
we go. Oh, just that's a big chunk.
No, I'm not gonna eat the whole thing.
Okay,
I'm just taking a nibble.
Oh, I can't even watch. I don't know. Are you okay? Is it that bad?
Yes.
Oh my god. Where's your water? Do you need water?
Yeah.
Oh, that's so nasty.
Oh, fuck.
Oh no, the battery's exhausted from it.
Ugh.
Oh man, I don't even know if it's saved, but... Oh
well,
man.
This is going straight in the damn trash.
So, 1 out of 10, how would you rate it?
I
thought you were about to projectile vomit.
I was
not
about
even
to
kidding.
I was seriously about to vomit.
Yeah.
That's
can you still
garbage.
Taste it at all?
You know, first when I put it in my mouth, it just tasted like I was eating gelatinous fat.
Oh, nasty.
Like, not even bacon fat or fat that would taste good, just like fat that you've thrown in the garbage and it's solidified after like a day, like a cold day in the garbage can.
Oh, it was so thick too. That was not
normal.
It was
salty. It was spicy, and then the chocolate flavor hit.
That sounds pretty good, though. It's like...
No! It's like, what did we just talk about with the chocolate milk? That... Oh, my God. Yeah, I gagged. That was an actual gag. It takes a lot for me to throw up. Like, I've held a human brain in my hand. You know, I've done a lot of nasty crap. That was by far one of the nastiest things I've ever put in my mouth. And I'm almost ashamed that we actually created this.
And there you go, guys. That is the review of a gummified sriracha with chocolate mixture.
Gummy
thing that we...
Hell heart.
So the red isn't for love. It's for a total other...
Satan.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't even know how you did that. It smelled so bad. Yeah. So, with that being done, if you guys have anything else, I don't know, I think next time I'll try it, just because I feel kind of bad that you had to go
through
that.
I'll try it with you. It's...
It'll be a bonding experience.
Yeah.
It's a good relationship belt, you know? A good... Oh my god, that would make the ultimate, like, relationship goals right there.
Puking in the same toilet at the same time.
Think about it. If you don't know what to do with your loved one, try this out. That would be an awesome, like, video relationship goal.
Like, the sriracha burn is still on my tongue.
Oh, man.
I would give it a 0 out of 10 indigestion experiences.
Well, yeah, there you go.
Oh, my god.
I feel like we're going to forget about it tomorrow and open up the trash can, and it's just going to be... I feel like it's going to come to life.
You know?
It's one of those things that you make... Like, we made what's his name? Glubber? Flubber?
Flubber.
Flubber. We made flubber.
I would do that again with much better tasting ingredients. Like, I would definitely do that again.
Everyone does it with such nasty ingredients. Maybe if we do it stuff that's good and delicious, it'll be better.
Yeah, like...
I don't know.
Like, chocolate, it was intended, vanilla. I guess.
Yeah.
Oh, I can still feel the burn on my lips, and I just don't want to even...
Yeah. Ew. That's so nasty.
I'm done.
Even watching you do it, I felt really disturbed. I didn't even
this
like...
This podcast is done.
We're done. The one episode, it's already over. We're already retiring, so it's been great knowing you guys. All, like, five of you that joined in. Actually, somehow, this is crazy. I didn't know what to categorize this channel as, so I put it under technology because I'm like, well, we look things up that we teach you how to do. Didn't know what to put it under. And somehow we managed to rank number 3 in the category. So thank you, guys. Whoever's actually
number
listening
three
to this.
In software.
Yeah, software. So who would have thunk it? Apparently, we're very, we have a lot of knowledge about software. Didn't even know about it. So if we help any of you, like, software gurus out there, you're welcome for our knowledge of nothing, apparently.
Yeah, I hope you're learning a lot.
But you know what? We've done our task. We completed it to the best of our ability. We made it. We didn't lie. We made what we said we were going to do, so we really taught you something. And
if you're going to eventually make a sriracha gummy heart.
There's going to be that one guy that's like, yes, that's what I want.
Oh, I dare you.
And if you do, okay, if someone, I'm going to dare someone to do this and, like, send us your reaction with, like, a video. That would be awesome.
It's going to be him praying to the porcelain goddess.
That would take a big chunk. You know what? Actually, you only had a little slither and it caused that reaction. So I'm sure if, like, you took a little bit bigger piece, it would be gone.
Yes, yeah.
It'd be over. It'd make the video a lot more interesting, though.
Yeah, I mean,
yeah.
Well, thanks for hanging out with us. Join us next time when we learn how to cut our tongues out of our head.
Yay! But no, seriously, we'll come up with something new. We'll see what's going out there, and we'll
maybe
come up
with something
crazy. I don't know if we should do that.
Oh,
like a beginner's guide to how to use a power tool.
Yeah.
You aren't a beginner, I am though, so it probably wouldn't be as scary for you, but for me it'd be terrifying.
It'd be fun.
It'd be a good time. Yeah, we'll come up with something cool. Like, I usually just go to YouTube and, like, look at what's trending, and I'm like, that looks fun. So we'll make it not as disgusting next time to save John from having his life still.
Yeah.
Because life is good.
I don't feel
life
good.
Is great. It's okay. Good thing you have that. What is that? The
dish detergent?
No, Prilosec.
Oh.
It's good that you got that now.
I might as well swallow soap.
Just take all of it, yeah.
I didn't even swallow it, and I feel sick.
Oh. There you go.
I burped a little. That feels a little better.
I'll amp it up to make it sound like it was louder than it was. But all right, no.
Anyway.
All right. Seriously, though, thanks for listening. And yeah, you guys keep on being awesome. And what was that outro you made? Do you remember?
You're the only you that exists. Be the best you can be.